This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Regarding the recent post entitled "Misguided Dr. Bilal Phillips Condones Suicide Bombings," which contains a mixture of truth and falsehood, I would like to quote from the original text written some 20 years ago of the unpublished manuscript of one of my books entitled "Contemporary Issues" and used for delivering lectures all over the world, clarifying common misconceptions regarding Islamic beliefs and practices. It states on page 40 the following, under the heading "Suicide Bombings." Suicide is forbidden in Islam. So the concept of suicide bombing is fundamentally unacceptable in Islam. That's the first statement. It goes on to say, number one, the intention behind suicide is to escape the problems of this life. Life has become so burdensome for them that they decide to end their lives. It is argued that those who strap bombs around themselves in order to kill as many of the enemy soldiers as possible are not tired of life, and therefore not committing suicide in the religiously impermissible form. This is a form of military strategy. The Hamas movement resorts to this method of attack because they do not have the military strength to confront the enemy on the battlefield. However, leading scholars who permit such operations stress that it may only take place if there exists a Muslim state, and the leader of the Muslim forces judges that it is absolutely necessary to facilitate a victory where all other methods have failed. Furthermore, it is added that the suicide missions should not take the form of strapping explosives to a person, but should include some possibility of escape, as was done in the time of the Prophet's companions. May God's peace and blessings be upon them, and may Allah be pleased with them. Point number two, in terms of the civilian deaths in Israel, those involved in the struggle there argue that the whole population undergoes military training, and most carry arms. Consequently, the population at large are not considered civilians, but military reserves. At any rate, they claim that their military operations are not directed at civilians, but at military vehicles carrying military personnel. Unfortunately, the blasts sometimes catches civilians in the vicinity. Collateral damage, that's what it's normally called. However, in many, if not most recent cases, blasts have been directed at civilians, as in the case of supermarkets, discos, wedding parties, etc. Such operations are completely forbidden, as the Prophet ﷺ forbade killing civilians, women and children during jihad. This is the complete text as printed and distributed. As is obvious, those who posted the false accusations carefully chose selected texts without mentioning what came before and what came after. Taking statements out of context is a common strategy and methodology shared by deviants, extremists, enemies of Islam, and biased journalists. By taking statements out of context, their meanings can easily be changed and their content distorted. For example, it could be claimed that the Quran is opposed to prayer, using as evidence chapter An-Nisa, that's the fourth chapter, verse 43. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la taqrabu salah. O you who believe, don't come even near to prayer. However, that's not the end of the verse. The verse goes on to say, "Wa antum sukara," while you are in a state of intoxication. That changes the meaning totally. So We should note that most of the ideas in the defamatory post were taken from the Wikipedia page dedicated to maligning me, with many false rumors, innuendos, and misinformation, and an article in the Guardian newspaper in the UK. So, it is for you to judge and for you to understand that this is not my position. I do not condone suicide bombings where airplanes are blown up, airports are broken into and explosions take place, passengers are killed, etc. I don't support this in any way, shape, or form, nor do I condone it in any way, shape, or form. I hope my statement is clear. In some of these writings, they do mention that, okay, in 2010, he did make this statement. It's the same statement I'm making now. And from back at that, in those days, when issues were raised, this was my response. I was speaking about military operations. Suicide missions are known. All armies in the world engaged in them at one time or another. And they had specifically military goals and targets. Civilian attacks, which are terrorist attacks, by their very nature, are completely forbidden in Islam. Barakallahu fikum. I hope that this is clear and you can rest assured that I have not changed my position in any way and gone off track in condoning suicide bombings. This is not true at all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.